Episode 246, this time with three-time All-American wrestler from Latvia, Diana Zaseseva.
Hi, thank you for inviting me.
So nice to hear you again. I wish we had the time to do the interview in person in Vienna, but now I'm calling you via Zoom and you are now in Latvia, in your hometown, I guess.
Yes, correct, yes.
Do you have a lot of snow in Latvia right now?
Yes, actually we do. We had a snowstorm, so pretty white here.
You told me you are now driving in the car, so I hope the quality of the audio is good.
Yes. I apologize for that.
Right now it's good. I hope the connection stays like this.
Yeah, hopefully.
You were in Austria 2 weeks ago with a friend of yours, someone we already interviewed last week, Marissa Angelos wrote, how did you like your time here in Vienna? And how did you and Marissa Angelos meet?
I love that in Vienna, it's such a beautiful city, a lot of history there. I was quite fortunate to have a whole tour of Vienna. It was amazing and fascinating. So many experiences and good memories. And I was super excited that I got to wrestle in the gym, and the Hero gym. It was amazing.
Yeah.
How I met with Marissa, we met in college. At first, we were teammates, but I am older than her. So after my eligibility years were done, I was actually coaching. So I was her teammate and then transitioned to assistant coach.
Mm. Yeah, she told us the same last week. When you went the first time to America, when was it and how was your experience there?
Oh, it was quite amazing. I was 17 when I got there. I came to US on a tourist visa. I visited my aunt in California and I fell in love with the United States, and everything seemed like it was in a movie, right? And especially in California where the movies were filmed, and I was just fascinating, in awe, and I decided I wanted to stay there for longer, so I switched my visa to student visa and stayed there for almost a decade.
Wow, almost a decade, like 10 years?
Yes.
Wow, it's crazy. I saw some pictures of you in Hollywood. I saw photos of California, Texas, Colorado, Iowa. Which states did you like most and why?
Yeah, I moved quite a lot. I started in California, with my aunt. Then I went to high school in Colorado. I moved to Iowa for my college, and then I moved to Michigan. That's where I met Marissa to do my master's, and I worked in Idaho. The state I liked the most to live in, probably Michigan. It was amazing, super beautiful. The weather is just gorgeous, and the nature. I also fell in love with climbing, rock climbing there too. To visit my favorite state, of course, California, very touristy, good beaches and sunny, surfing. It's just a very nice place to be in, but super expensive, so probably wouldn't live there.
Yeah, it is. It is super expensive. But with the student visa and everything, you lived on campus for 10 years and got to live the student life?
Actually, I lived in apartments. I started my freshman year, it was mandatory to stay on campus, but I was actually fortunate enough that I got an apartment during my freshman year, because there were some complications with my room, so they allowed me to stay in an apartment with my friend. So yeah, most of the time I live on campus, but in an apartment, and then I moved off campus.
Would you want to have experienced that, or did you hear a lot of negative things about it, so you weren't so eager to see it anyway?
Yeah, I think I'm good. Because I was already busy with everything that was going on. I had to, obviously study, and I was still learning English at that time. Then I had practices. We had to practice a day. And some days I had to work to get some money. So yes, I had too much on my plate to experience dorm life too. I lived in dorm for a little bit, but this is enough.
And better freedom in your own apartment.
Yeah, correct, correct.
What did you work on the side?
I did just different campus jobs because in student visa you cannot work outside of campus, so it's whatever campus would offer me. It was harder to find a job as an international student because it was limited.
In Michigan, what did you study? You said you did your master's degree there.
Oh yeah, correct. I studied exercise science and kinesiology. Also in Michigan, just exercise science. In Iowa, I also had minor in biology and psychology.
Why did you have an interest in those three things?
Well, exercise science because I always wanted to be a physical therapist, and this was the best way to go, the route to take academically. And psychology, I was always fascinated by the mind and how it works. So I was really hoping to get psychology classes in college, and I was able to. It worked well with my schedule, so I decided to do a minor. And for biology, for my main major, we had a lot of biology classes, so it just fit pretty well. And obviously, knowing more about the human body and taking biology classes is good for my major, so.
Yeah, and I guess it's pretty good for wrestling too, because when somebody says, okay, put your hand to the triceps, you know exactly where
Yeah,
it
precisely, yes.
is. Did you love studying in the US and wrestle also? Or was it like a little bit overwhelming? Because I can imagine it's a lot to wrestle on a high level and also study.
I want to say yes, but also I don't know the difference. I never studied in Europe. I never went to college in Europe, so I don't know the difference. But I liked my experience. Nothing to compare with, but it was quite amazing. We traveled a lot for tournaments. Coaches always took us, and we had like those little road trips almost. Sometimes it was quite stressful because at some point the tournament was every weekend, and it's easy to get behind on homework too.
Yeah, it must be hard to keep up, especially when you're always tired from sports.
Yeah, and I used to never lose weight until college, and then for wrestling, I had to make a weight class. So with diet and everything, it was also so hard to focus, especially when you're so hungry, but and dehydrated, which is not good, and I don't recommend it. Probably my freshman year, I did it very incorrectly, so I got some experience. And now, if I would have to lose weight, which I stopped doing again. Because I'm at the weight class where I have to be. So, yeah. But if I have to, I would be able to do it more healthy than I did freshman year.
Yeah, it's crazy. I think I saw a picture of you wrestle at 136.
Yeah, correct. I
Yeah.
jumped 136 and then I wrestled 130 and then 136 again. So, between the weight classes.
That's crazy because it's a lot of weight in between.
Yes. 136 pounds, just to make sure.
Yeah. No, not kilos.
Just want to make sure I put it out there.
I will put a picture of you next to the episode so that everyone sees it's not 136 kilogram.
Yes, thank you, thank you.
I always thought that in America they are so above all the weight cut stuff and they know so much and everything about healthy eating, nutrition, and stuff like that. Why was it so hard for you to do the weight cut as freshman? Did you get any help from your coaches or insights or information?
Yeah, we definitely did get help from coaches, and they tried to guide us. But because I did not have experience in losing weight, because I never done it before that, I just tried to do like any teenager would do and starve, which was incorrect. Obviously, you still need to eat. I remember I was drinking maybe a glass a day of water and like an apple, and that would be it. And I wouldn't have any energy to practice or focus on school, but at some point I realized that you need fuel to feel good and perform well. And also, if you don't eat, you can't really lose weight anyway, too.
Yeah, that sounds awful. One glass of water, I don't know, and an apple, I can't even survive 5 hours, I guess. That's crazy. Did you experience your body shutting down, or was it just very hard to lose weight?
It was, for me personally, hard to lose weight. Probably the most I ever lost was 10 kilos once. When I was getting ready for one European tournament, I actually came back for a little bit to wrestle in Europe between my school. And but I didn't do too well because in addition to losing that much weight, which I don't really have a lot to lose in the first place, but I also got the food poisoning and I was in the hospital for like 3 days before wrestling tournament, and I was like exhausted by the time I got to the tournament, and I just did not have any strength or energy to wrestle, so I lost pretty fast.
You've been a three-time All-American. Do you think you would have become that great if you didn't do the weight cut stuff? If you could choose to go up in another division, do you think you would have also been this good in wrestling?
No, because I stopped doing it probably after COVID. I was just at the weight class and I just had to maintain weight, but I didn't really lose weight anymore. I didn't try to go in a lower weight class. Freshman year, I also got a lot of injuries. And so my freshman year, I was honorable mention All-American or something like that, because I won the qualifications and I was already, I guess, seated, or I'm not sure how it's called exactly, but I couldn't be at the nationals. So I think they just mentioned me, but I didn't become All-American because I didn't wrestle my sophomore year. That's when I think COVID started. So the nationals were canceled. Actually, I was at the nationals. We were already there, and next day had to be a tournament, and it got canceled, and it did not make sense because we already were there. We already practiced with all the girls, and if someone would be sick with COVID, we already would have it. So why would they cancel the tournament if we all were exposed already? So that part didn't make sense because I felt like I was the most prepared that year, and I felt like I never was as prepared as that year. And I was very, very frustrated when they canceled the tournament. Although, like, I understand the politics behind it now as I coached. And yeah, all the other years, like I guess two more years in my nationals, it was just, I injured my ankle there at some point too, at some national too. So I couldn't finish wrestle, so I just left to be fifth place, I think, or sixth place in at nationals in the US. So the fact that I was losing weight didn't really affect it. It's just my injury and I couldn't finish wrestling. One year that I did the best is when I got fourth place in the United States nationals. And it was already when I was in Michigan, which I was surprised because, honestly, the whole year, probably, or most of the year, I slept an average 3 hours.
What?
Yes, it was very hard for me to maintain all the practices and work and school because I was already doing my master's at that point because I had COVID year. The load that I had in undergrad and the load that I had in grad school is totally different. And it was very hard for me to maintain that load and still perform at a very good level and get sleep. So yeah, we had practice in the morning. Then I would go to school. Then I would go to work. and then we had practice in the evening, and only after that practice I was able to do any homework, but it was already late. It probably was around 8, I would say. I can't remember exactly the time. But by the time I would take shower, it was already close to bedtime. But obviously, I still had a lot to do. So I just did not sleep. And I still did well at the tournament. So I think I did the best I could performing in the United States in the wrestling. And I don't think me losing weight really affected any of the outcome. It's just mainly the lifestyle and me managing everything in my plate.
That's so crazy, especially with everything you had going on and not enough sleep and some injuries also over the years. How did you maintain this mentality to just do it, get out there, give your best every day? It must be so tiring.
It is, but I had amazing people supporting me. Obviously, my mom, we talked every single day and we called. And if something was wrong, I would call her and be like, "Mom, I'm so tired. I cannot do it anymore." And she'll be like, "No, you got it. It's okay." And of course, the rest of my family, we have a pretty big, good family. We all support each other. And I was fortunate enough to meet my host family in the United States. They also used to live in California, but they moved in Colorado. They helped me a lot through college. They actually supported me financially as well. So I cannot thank them enough. They're amazing people. And obviously I had good friends besides me. So it was just a lot of support and good people around helping me out.
Do you think you would have been able to study and wrestle on that high level in Latvia also?
I think if I would stay in Latvia, I would have better wrestling results, honestly. I think because I chose to live in the United States, I kind of sacrificed wrestling a little bit and the performance, because I wouldn't have that much on my plate if I would stay back home. Mm-hmm. But then I wouldn't have that much growth if I would stay back home as well.
So you would do it the same all over again, if you could?
Yes, correct. I think if I would stay back home, maybe I even could have reached like the world level, because I would be probably resting more, I would be probably focusing on sport more. But the United States helped me to grow as a person and open up more, so I would definitely do that again.
And it's a really beautiful country. And I think the sports culture is amazing over there.
Yes. I really like United States about everything except food and politics.
Yeah, I know. The food is, it's so difficult to maintain a healthy lifestyle if you eat or have to eat in America.
Yes, you got it.
And pizza and burger are way too good to not eat it.
Yes, that's true.
But at least you saved some money when you had to do weight cut.
Yes.
It's super expensive.
Yes.
If you could compare a little bit just wrestling, American style wrestling, with your style in Latvia that you probably learned, what are the main differences between Latvia wrestling and USA?
In USA, technically, all the boys, males wrestling, folk style wrestling, which is different style. There are three styles in the wrestling that I know of. Freestyle, mm-hmm. Greco, and folk style. Folk style is unique to United States wrestling. And a lot of girls in high school still wrestle folk style, but in the university, as soon as you enter the college, it's collegiate level, it's all freestyle. So freestyle in the United States and freestyle in Latvia, probably I wouldn't say that much of a difference or that I noticed of. I think in Europe, we had a little bit more experienced wrestling because they started earlier. I feel like in the United States, girls usually don't start until they're in middle school or high school. And for Latvia or for Europe in general, a lot of people I know, they start when they were little. and they're exposed to different wrestling styles more because we have different countries, different cultures, different training styles. So I feel like in Europe, they get more exposure, more experience versus in the United States, it's very similar to all the states. Like they don't really change the style of wrestling state to state, but we do country to country.
And when I talked to Marissa last week, she told me that she was pretty surprised when she wrestled in Europe the first time, because overall in Europe, the wrestling classes, they are very strict, a lot of discipline, everyone is warming up the same style, and then no chatting, not laughing a lot during the class. And in USA, she told me it's a lot of individual warm-ups, a lot of laughing, a lot of talking during training session. Yeah, I think this is the thing that surprised her most, and also me when she told me.
Yes, this is accurate. The discipline is definitely very, very different, and the approach how they coach students, I guess. The warm up is the same. I haven't really experienced because we always did the team warm up, and if I wanted to do individual warm up in college, I always had to ask my coach, could I do something else on the side? And the answer would vary. It could be yes, could be no. So I would like my experience in collegiate wrestling was that we did all the same warm up as the team as well. But the discipline definitely. Girls in the United States, they tend to not listen. They tend to think that they know the best, or they're not as open-minded to learn something new because they're there more for fun, rather than to achieve something. Or at least that's what the impression that I got. Or they may say, oh no, I really want to become a national champion, or I do want to achieve, but in practice you definitely don't see it. And they love to play games for warm up versus in Europe it's more like, no, we don't really play games. Like we do play games sometimes, but we do like to put our work in, and we stay quiet during the practice. We tend to not laugh or chat. So yes, that is definitely a thing that actually sometimes annoyed me during practices because I was there to put the work in where my partners were there to chat sometimes.
It's crazy that they still get good results because Team America is one of the best in the world in wrestling. And if you
Yes.
hear that, you can't imagine that they are so training like this.
I guess there are exceptions, and those exceptions train in an Olympic Center.
Yeah. Have you had a chance to go to Olympic Center or see at least the facility?
I wanted at some point, but I'm pretty sure it's only for like who represent the United States, and you can't really represent the United States if you don't have citizenship there, or at least a green card. So, and I didn't know anyone on the inside to ask to like shadow. So no, I didn't get a chance to go to Olympic Center.
Did you meet any of the national team wrestler?
I was so focused on my wrestling that I didn't really pay attention to who was around me, but I'm sure I did. I think I had a picture with the Olympic champion. I unfortunately can't remember her name. I'm so bad with names, but yeah, she like we took a picture together with her medal, so that was pretty awesome. She was super nice.
That's really awesome. And I saw you did some pictures with, I think, Uriah Hall, UFC Hall of Famer.
Oh yes, I did do that. Yeah, in Idaho, I actually got to train with UFC fighters and teach them wrestling.
Really awesome. Do you remember which UFC fighter?
Yes, her name was Miller. Yeah, her like stage nickname, I guess, is Killer Miller.
Awesome, okay. That's really cool. I think that's one of the cool things you can experience in America, that you meet a lot of great athletes from other sports.
Yeah, but yeah, her real name is Juliana Miller, but she goes by Killer Miller in UFC.
Do you like UFC, or was this one of the things you thought maybe I could transfer and do some boxing? Jiu-jitsu on the side?
No, I like wrestling. I tried judo and jiu-jitsu too. I do like to practice those as well. I went to Muay Thai once, but I think coaches said that I do have pretty good kick, but at the same time, I prefer to grapple more than to kick someone or have a risk of getting punched in the face.
Yeah, and I also think it's easier to go from stand-up to wrestling than from wrestling, from years of wrestling into stand-up.
I don't know. I actually heard the opposite. I mean, I cannot say from experience, but I heard from my fellow wrestlers who did go to pursue the MMA career that it's easier to be wrestler as a base rather than from any other sport.
One of my coaches, he's a wrestler, and when I see him trying stand-up and he's doing MMA professionally, it just doesn't look good. So I always figured that it's harder to learn the technique in stand-up when you have a wrestling base than if you come from stand-up and do wrestling.
Yes, yeah, that is true, yes. You like yes, at least for myself, I like to stand in lower stance, so I could totally see that.
In Latvia, you have a lot of snow, so I always wondered, ice hockey, hockey, something that's very popular in the north of Europe. Why did you not try hockey or something like that? Or is that something that you are interested in, playing hockey?
Well, maybe, but hockey was always, I guess, something to be for the boys. If you wanted to do a nice sport, it will be probably like ice skating.
Says a wrestler.
That is true. Actually, not sure if in my childhood girls could attend hockey. So I actually do think they were primarily boys, like teams. I'm not sure if actually girls would have done hockey. I could be mistaken, but I guess it was never an option for me, or no one gave me that option. But at the same time, I started doing wrestling because of my baby brother. I'm super competitive, so since he started to do it first, and he started to grow stronger than me, and I was like, you cannot be stronger than me. I have to do the same sport as you. So, yes, that's the reason why I started, is because I was competing with my baby brother all the time.
And you wanted to be as strong as him.
Yes, obviously. Still never got to his level ever again after he started, so... it's okay. Now I accept it.
When you started wrestling, how old were you? And have you been wrestling on a boys' team?
I started wrestling when I was 9 years old. And I wrestled with boys, actually, again. Obviously, it wasn't very a girly sport. And I guess we didn't have that many girls' team. At least there were none in my city where I live. So we went to the same coach my brother wrestled at, and he said, I don't train girls. Girls are crybabies. I'm not about to deal with their, you know, tantrums and tears.
So
he was like, I'm not taking a girl. Like, I don't want to deal with them. And
what?
Yes, he was so against the girls, and he coached only boys. Like, he tried to coach girls before, but I guess he had bad experience, so... He was like, I'm not doing that ever again. So, yes. But my mom, she was like, but please, like, the brother goes here. Like, it's convenient. And she's really good. She doesn't cry. She grew up with brothers. like, please take her. Like, give her a chance. And so after my mom probably asked her for, like, a week or a month, I don't know, to take me, he said, like, okay, there is this tournament that I am organizing. She can attend there since I'm organizing it. And if she does well, then like she could attend practice. And I didn't have any experience in wrestling, obviously. The only experience I got is from my brother, because we always, again, were fighting and were very competitive. So he taught me some tricks. But besides that, I didn't really attend any practices before that tournament. and I got the third place in all the boys
Wow.
tournament.
What?
So coach is like, okay, she's good. We'll take her.
That's crazy.
Yes.
Wow. Are you still in contact with this coach?
Yes. He's pretty good. I like him. He's a good coach.
And is he now coaching more girls?
He did coach girls after me, but I guess they left. So, but now
Yeah.
if the girl would have come, he would take her because he's more open-minded after me. So, I guess I opened the door
Yeah.
for girls in my city to attend wrestling.
That's really awesome. If anyone wants to get into wrestling, what tips would you give them?
Just try. Take the first step. I feel like the first step is the hardest, deciding like oh maybe it's not mine, or like oh maybe you can get injured, or like all those fears and doubts obviously you have. But taking this first step and actually attending the first practice and seeing how you like it and if it's your sport or not, it's probably the most important tip I could give them. Just try and see. Be open-minded, and if you like it, then definitely try to attend more. And if you don't, maybe that's just not yours of the sport. But taking this, I guess, leap of faith is very important, and probably would be the tip I would give them. Like at least do it once. It's like my whole family always says, like with the food, I feel like, oh, I won't like the food, and they're just like, just take a no thank you bite, and if you don't like it, just say no thank you. But at least you took a bite. Now you know. Same thing with this.
Yeah, just try it. And I guess if somebody tries it and maybe they are already good a little bit in gymnastics, then they will love it anyway.
Yes, definitely. And wrestling is like training your whole body too, so it's pretty good for overall physique as well, even if you won't compete on professional level or wrestle competitively. And overall, it's good for, I guess, fitness.
Is there anything else you wanted to tell or share with your listeners regarding wrestling or wrestling in the United States?
That this was amazing experience, and I really appreciate the scholarship that I got there as well, because I'm not actually sure if we have the same system in Europe where you can get athletic scholarship and you can attend college for free if you got the full ride, which I did get. So that was very helpful. Maybe for all those wrestlers, or especially girlies who want to try yourself in another country or like United States, and it seems like a very far dream. Maybe again, just try to take this leap of faith and look into colleges, look into scholarships, and get in touch with coaches because it's actually not as hard as I thought it would be to stay in the United States or to get that student visa. So maybe just try to be more open-minded, and everything is achievable as long as you put your time and effort there.
That sounds really awesome. Diana, thank you so much for your time. I hope that you come and visit Hirochim again, and I wish you all the best for your future.
Oh, thank you so much. Yes, I definitely should visit. It was amazing experience at Hirochim. It is just such a gift. I am so grateful that I got to attend there and meet all of you guys. You guys are so awesome. I would be honored to go to Hirochim again. And again, thank you so much for inviting me to your podcast. It was a blast and such a good experience.
This was podcast episode 246 with the three-time All-American wrestler from Latvia, Diana Zaseseva. I wish her for her future all the best and hope that we can talk about wrestling in Latvia and USA again next time in Hirochim. Thank you all for listening to today's episode. I hope you have a great start into this new week. All the best for your training, and as always, stay unschlagbar ehrlich.